This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, once again, apologies for the tardy crossing. I'm going to be better next week, I promise. But great having you with us.
It's a pleasure. No stress. That's radio.
Thank you for understanding. Jan, so a really interesting story you're going to touch on this afternoon. I didn't know that airtime was disappearing. Is this, in fact, an issue? And what has Android got to do with it?
Yes, so we do testing every so often, probably twice a year now, where one of my colleagues, Jamie McCain at the My Broadband offices, does a battery of tests. And, the idea, it looks like we're going to have to build out our system to be even more sophisticated than it is now, given the level of problems that we're unearthing. So for the most part, you know, we run the tests and nothing happens. You know, you load 10 rands airtime. So we test with prepaid only for now. And so we buy a new set of SIMs for each of the major mobile network operators. So it's Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, Telkom. We don't include Rain. Then we load 10 rands airtime and we see what happens. So we do one set of tests where we leave the phones connected to Wi-Fi and then we disable Wi-Fi and we see what happens. And, you know, if we start picking up some strange activity on the phones, then we'll do some follow-up testing to see what's cutting. And for the most part, nothing happens. But every so often, we detect disappearing airtime. And so probably the biggest moment was back in 2017 where we detected a problem on the MTN network where they were deducting airtime for the traffic that, your phone was sending to the LTE tower just, you know, when, with your phone saying, "Hey, I'm here," and the tower going, "Great, I see you're there." That's it. You were actually paying for that basic traffic, which no other network was doing.
Wow,
and so we were able to highlight this problem to MTN and they fixed it, right? And so we've been continuing these tests and, more recently we conducted a test now in March and that found that airtime was disappearing from Cell C and MTN, but not the other networks. And so we asked them for comment. You and I spoke about this. And the network said, "This is this is behaving exactly as expected. There's some traffic flowing between the phone and Google servers, for what they call an online connectivity check straight to a Google server. And, yes, the out of bundle, billing regulations, they're not violating them. This is completely allowed under ICASA's revised, regulations. And we were all quite disgusted by it. Now, in October, we redid the test. And this time around, it's Vodacom and Cell C losing airtime. Telkom is never losing airtime in this equation. And MTN has fixed whatever problem there was in March. So now we're going, "Hang on a minute. What's going on here?" So we ask them for comment again and Vodacom comes back and they say, you know, once again, we're completely within the UB regulations. There's nothing untoward happening here. Here are the URLs that your phone was accessing. And this time it wasn't just Google, it was Amazon, HP, China Mobile, like companies from all over the world that this phone was communicating with. But this is a vanilla phone. This is like basically a brand new phone out of the box. All we did was plug the SIM in, sign into a Google account, and leave it. That's it.
So what's the solution, Jan? I mean, we don't want this happening.
Right. So what we're now hoping that, you know, this issue is going to be highlighted at the networks. Oh, sorry. The immediate solution that consumers can take now is the first thing they do when they buy a new SIM is buy a data bundle. So except for Cell C, every other network will make it so that if the data from that bundle is depleted, they cut you off. Unless you opt into out-of-bundle billing. So the second you buy a new SIM, buy the smallest data bundle you can, and then you will not go out-of-bundle again, right? So that's the immediate solution to this problem. But that still doesn't fix the problem of, you know, so that'll stop your airtime from disappearing, but your data is still going to be used up quietly in the background by the services your phone is quietly accessing, right? And so that's where we've brought this thing to the attention of the mobile operators and of Google, and we're hoping that they'll address it. And in fact, what's happening now is Google is being sued in the United States for effectively this, for disappearing data. Now the problem we've detected is that data disappears even when you switch off mobile data on these phones.
Now,
what we don't know is whether this is just limited to this particular set of phones or whether this is an Android-wide problem and so on. And so we really need Google's help and the mobile network operators help to find out how widespread this problem is. But obviously they're playing their cards quite close to their chest. I think Google is quite scared about this lawsuit and it potentially going class action and what the cost of that might be. And the mobile network operators can't say anything without making Google angry. And so, we'll continue to investigate from our side to the best of our ability with the resources that we have. Obviously we can't buy every single phone on the market to test with, but we'll obviously do our best to see how widespread the issue is. But it's a real pain. And hopefully this is only on newer versions of Android, because that's what we've been testing on, and that the poorer people in South Africa who subsist on, you know, 5 rand to 10 rand's data a day,
This is not right.
Yeah, and we're going to leave it there because it's a dry show and I'm going to end off with a song. But thank you for that. And gosh, I hope you get to the bottom of this. This is important. Like you say, the poorest are being hit the hardest.
Thank you. And have a great evening further.